For the month of April, this is Otaku Break, Episode 0. Futabi Sanjio! Okay, so the way this originally was going to work was, after that introduction, I was going to do the news, followed by my review of Resident Evil Degeneration, then the pick of the week, and then Private Donut's review of Resident Evil 5, followed up with our final thoughts in closing. But, unfortunately, my laptop decided to crap out last week, and I have been unable to fix it since. So, because of that, all we have today was the intro, my review of Resident Evil Degeneration, Donut's review of 5, and then I'm just going to say a quick word here and there about what we might or might not do next week. So, no pick and no media news. Sorry, folks. So, without further ado, here's Resident Evil Degeneration.
Cast off. Change Beetle.
Okay, today we have Resident Evil Degeneration. Now, normally before I talk about a show that is long-running, like the Resident Evil, or Biohazard as it's known in Japan, franchise, I usually like to give a backstory, but truth be told, Resident Evil 5, which Private Donut is going to review later, really has what has to be one of the nicest profiles in games I've seen that will tell you everything and anything you need to know about just about anything in the Resident Evil universe, from what happened in the previous games to all the organizations that pop up in the game and show, and backgrounds on all the characters you're going to see. So if you really want more, then go to that. Resident Evil 5 very much explains it. So this is very much going to be a very short and simple review of the movie. Now, Resident Evil Degeneration was directed by Makoto Kamiya, written by Shotaro Suga, and has music by Tetsuya Takahashi. It's a movie that is set much after the events of the first three Resident Evils, and basically follows two people, Claire Redfield, who you remember from Resident Evil 2, and Leon Kennedy, who is also from Resident Evil 2 and 4. Claire is now a member of Terra Save, an organization which handles the search and rescue of chemical and biological attacks. Basically, they're the counterpoint to the BSAA, while the BSAA is sent to neutralize terrorist attacks using BOWs, bioorganic weapons. Terra Save is meant to, in case they can't stop it, clean up, help people, just save lives, not really try to stop anyone. Now, just in case you're new to the Resident Evil universe, let me explain what the movie's going to be about. People are walking around minding their own business, and then, oh no, here comes zombies. There, you're all caught up in what happens in Resident Evil. It's your basic zombie fare. First half of the movie is, first 10-15 minutes really, set up. You see Clara, you see how she's taking care of one of her friend's nieces, Rana Chalwa, who doesn't really no point in having her there other than, hey, we need to have a kid in the middle of a zombie movie. You see some setup with the member of Will Farmer, the pseudo-umbrella company in this movie, and a senator who's apparently on their payroll or something, and of course, then the zombies attack. And that's when a good 30-minute to 40-minute chunk of it is. And it's not continuous. What you do is you have the initial zombie attack of where zombies attack an airport. And, of course, what you expect. Zombies, people running screaming, sending in, government sending in people to stop them, which is where Leon Kennedy comes in, along with two other people who you don't really care about, and the only reason one of them is important is because she's a sister of the quote-unquote bad guy who turns into the tyrant wannabe. And that's like, who cares, really? And then, of course, after that, you have exposition, exposition, exposition. Then you have the Will Farmer. Oh no, the people who were developing the virus, suddenly the virus leaks out. Shocking. And then you have the fight with the tyrant, and then closing. I'm sorry this wasn't a much better review. I basically told you the whole movie. There are plot twists. Well, as much of a plot twist as Resident Evil can get, which, if you've played any Resident Evil games, you usually see them coming like a mile away. So, let's see. Let's start off on the cast. I don't know much about Japanese actors, but I do know that as far as the American actors go, they got a pretty good group. Paul Mercer is reviving his role as Leon. Got Laura Bailey, Roger Craig Smith. A good cast. As far as English dubs go, it's okay. Let's see. Visuals. The visuals are weird. It's keeping up with the visual style of Resident Evil 4 and Resident Evil 5. But when it comes to the zombies, it just gets so cartoony at times that the zombies will just look like so out of place compared to everyone else, which is odd because everything else just looks beautiful. Well, I say beautiful, but really it's just like it's video game cinematics, really. It's like Advent Children with no fighting. So if you're looking for something that's exciting romp, it'll give you that, but not as much as you're expecting. Voice acting, as I already said, which goes into sound, is pretty good. Script, solid script as far as Resident Evil 5 goes. All in all, it's a good rent a movie. Go out, Netflix it, rent it from Blockbuster. Unlike most anime, which it is an anime, made in Japan, animated, it is an anime. Unlike most, you can actually find it everywhere, because, I mean, it is a Walmart carried, so. Resident Evil Degeneration. Not much I can say about it. Not so good. Definitely not bad. A nice little thing if you just got a Resident Evil itch you want to scratch. Sorry I wasn't more helpful, but that's about it on my end. Now, on to Private Donut. Take it away.
This is Donut, and here's your source of game news, rumors, and reviews. Enjoy.
Hey there, Donut here, and in today's episode we're going to have a review of Resident Evil 5, Capcom's newest third-person shooter. You heard me right, shooter. Well, at least it's not a remake.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
I'll start out today's review with the story part of the game. Or actually, well, whatever little story that is in the game, I'll tell you about. Well, comes to no shocker that the story is really small, seeing how they try to make this into an action movie, which, in the case of an action movie, the only thing it's really missing is Vin Diesel. But anyway, back onto the story. This game is supposed to be about 10 years after the original Resident Evil breakout, and if you don't know the original Resident Evil breakout, pretty much it is Evil Company breaks out and messes up and gets zombies. Pretty much, that's the gist of it. There's a lot to it, but pretty much evil people starting up crap. Not much to it. But anyway, back to the story in this one. In this one, you take place as Chris Redfield and Shiva Alomar. Chris Redfield, he was from the original Resident Evil, and Shiva Alomar is a newcomer, African lady with a British accent. And you take place in a group called the BSAA, the Biological Sensation of Annihilating Africans, or something like that. I can't remember what it is. It's something like that. But you take place in Africa, and it takes place in Africa. So, a majority of the people are going to be Africans, so don't take it as a racist game. When you start up playing and you see about 15, 16 Africans on the screen, and then you start shooting at them, don't take it as a racist game. It's not meant to be like that. You're in West Africa. There's supposed to be black people out there. But pretty much, it's the same old. You go there and you find out that a secret company is running all the stuff and pretty much impregnating the people with the virus. And I say impregnate because it kind of is, because they have little baby offspring that pop out their back and stuff. But more or less, it's the same story. If you played any of the other ones, you know what's going to happen. You actually do know what's going to happen. Wesker's in it, which should be no shocker, because he will never die. And Umbrella's in it, which is pretty obvious, because Umbrella won't die either. But pretty much, you're just trying to stop the biological weapon from ever coming out. And more or less, that's the story of this game. Well, part two of my review will be on the gameplay, actually, of it. Well, the gameplay of it. What could I say? Resident Evil 4 with co-op mode. So think of Resident Evil 4 meshed with Army of Two, and you got the gameplay, pretty much. The thing is, the co-op mode doesn't really work if you're going by yourself, because co-op mode, the AI is some of the dumbest AI I've ever seen. I've seen pretty dumb AI, but the AI in this is just horrible. First of all, I'll start with ammo, I guess. She wastes her ammo like it freaking grows on trees. She will shoot 50 bullets shooting at the toe of a dead zombie or some crap like that. She just wastes your ammo like crazy. So the best thing to do is just give her a stick and beat people with it. And then the second thing about the AI is, I don't know if she's not multitasked or whatever, she can't turn and run at the same time. So you'll see her running it towards you, like say you're at a door to open it and you need both people. You'll see her running towards you, running, stop, has to turn. But see, she takes about 2 minutes doing that, running, stop, has to turn again, and she does this, and it takes like 3 minutes for her to get to you, and it gets really annoying. But see, it's not only the co-op AI, it's the zombie AI too. See, what the zombie AI does is, you'll see them about 15 feet away, and they'll run at you. They'll just run like freaking Olympic sprinter speed, just run straight at you. But see, they'll stop about 4 feet from you and stare at you and breathe on you and do nothing else. They just look at you as if their harmful glance is going to take you out. I'm sorry, but this is no Chuck Norris we're fighting. But they'll just look at you there. And then finally, after about 30 seconds or 40 seconds of just staring at you, they finally get the balls to do something. But most of the time, it's just run past you and go stare at the wall for a little while. The only people who ever really do stuff are the freaking sub bosses, like the chainsaw people and all that kind of crap. But out of the normal enemies, half the time you'll be surrounded with enemies and there'll be only one person who will actually do attack. You know what it's kind of like is like Dynasty Warriors. If you ever played Dynasty Warriors, think about all the enemies like in a circle like that. And like how they just sit there and hoard you, and after a while, one of them will finally decide to attack you. It's just like that, actually. Except with a lot less enemies. Because game can't support it. But still, it's just like that. They'll go and circle you, and they'll just stare at you for the longest time, and then finally one of them gets the balls to hit you. That's one of the issues with the AI. So that makes right there, that makes the game like 5 times easier than it could be, because they have one of the freaking dumbest AIs I've ever seen. And then the next thing, other than the AI, is for a while at the beginning, you'll probably have a problem with this. It's the inventory screen. See what they did with the inventory screen? Unlike Resident Evil 4, you don't have the briefcase, and unlike all the other Resident Evils, inventory screen is not pause the game. Well, I guess the only other game it did do that in was Outbreak, but not many people know of the Outbreak series. But see, it doesn't pause the game, so you're sitting in real time and you have the 9 slots. It's kind of like the originals where they had the 6-slot screen or whatever it is. In this one, you have 9 slots and you have to manage all your items in that. But see, a lot of the times your items won't be managed right and if you want to pull up an herb, you have to try to pull up that quick screen real fast, and then you have to try to manage to go through that, but the screen pops up slow as hell, and you use your item slow as hell, because you have to, once you click on it, you have to click on another five options, equip, use, discard, move, throw, or some other crap like that, and you have to freaking pain yourself with all of that. Overall, those two things are just pretty bad in itself, yet there's more. The last thing, it's a game-breaking thing, almost. It's, later on in the game, you won't just be fighting zombies with machetes or axes or broken bottles or other things like that. You actually start to fight some gun-wielding zombies. And yeah, you heard me right, gun-wielding zombies. I'm sorry, I didn't want to play Planet Terror. I wanted to play Resident Evil with the slow zombies. You know, it's bad enough that I had to get rid of my slow shuffling zombies for fast running people, but I never wanted any gun wielding zombies. I never wanted to fight freaking Rambo out there. And see, what it is they have infinite ammo AKs, and they'll just start shooting at you like crazy. They'll shoot about 5 round bursts, and they'll just keep doing that and doing that and doing that. And then once you get to this part, they start to implement some weak-ass cover system. So you have to hit A, and you stick to the wall, and then you pop out and try to shoot him. And it just gets really annoying, because it changes the whole game type. Pretty much now what it is like Gears of War or Rainbow Six, and you have to sit across the room and try to pop people in the head as they take breaks between their 5-round burst. And it just gets really freaking annoying. It just changes the whole gameplay tactics. But besides that, gameplay was... No, there's still actually more problems with the gameplay. I don't know, it... You get used to it, though, to tell the truth, this problem. Pretty much the game, you handle like a tank. It takes you about 30 seconds to spin around, unless you do the quick spin, which is still... which goes fast, but... Pretty much what you're gonna do is... Run, stop, shoot, because you can't walk and shoot in this game. And don't start saying that you couldn't do it. Then you couldn't do that in any of the others, because you could. In Outbreak, you could walk and shoot, but in this one, they changed it from the Outbreak series. But that, I guess that one they just tried to get rid of because it didn't do too good. But you have to just sit there and shoot. And what happens when you fight a lot of the sub bosses is you'll stop, shoot them a couple times, then run past them, run to the other side of them. Stop, shoot him a couple times, and you'll just keep doing that trend and keep doing it over and over again. And it gets really annoying sometimes. But, to tell the truth, if you do have a good friend, and you are playing co-op mode, a lot of these errors, they don't seem to make the show. Because, like, the AI issues, a lot of them get rid of, because a lot of them was with the annoyance of the co-op partner. So once you get an AI partner, and once you get used to the game, a lot of these gameplay issues disappear. But still, the gun-wielding zombies don't. But see, what I have a cure to that. Just keep playing the first half of the game over and over again. That's the actual good part of the game. But that's the gameplay issues of this. Well, the next thing I'm going to talk about is pretty much everything else I left out. Well, let's start with the graphics. Graphics for this game are amazing. It's one of the best games you can see right now. It is truly stunning. There's a couple things that I have little gripes on, like I wish there's a lot more NPCs for the zombies. Because there's this one zombie you see in a cutscene, the first zombie you fight. You see him there. You see him when you walk outside the door. You see him when you walk outside another door. You see about 4 of them when you walk through this next door. And another 4 whenever you fight him in the final area. And just wait. Go to the next area, you see about 6 of them. Go to the next area. I'm not trying to say black people look alike. I'm trying to say they use the same NPC over and over and over again. Because he wears the same clothes, he wears everything the same on him. And they use them over and over again. Just, I wish there would have been a little more variation between the zombies. But that's just a little minor gripe, I guess. And let's go on the topic of replayability. Replayability. This game, okay, the story mode for it's about, if you're going really slow and you're trying to find everything, I'm going to give you about maybe 10 hours. That's probably around a decent time for trying to get everything in the game. I got everything in the game, and I beat it in about 9 hours on normal mode. Veteran mode, after I played through on normal mode, on veteran mode, I was just pretty much picking up all the treasures, not trying to go for all the emblems, but still I knew where everything was. And the game, tell the truth, I cut down about 4-5 hours off of it. Beat the game in 3 hours. Then again, next time I played on professional mode, I beat it in 2 hours. The game's not very long, and there's a lot of people, quite a few people have beat it on 1 hour and 10 minutes. This game is really short, to tell the truth. And it only gets a little... See, it's not like the other ones where it gets lengthened by cutscenes, because this one has no cutscenes. Well, it has cutscenes, but the cutscenes are real short and just filled with a lot of explosions. It's like watching Transformers. But, to tell the truth, there's not much replayability. I'm sorry. Co-op does give it added time, to tell the truth, though. Because co-op mode, a good friend can help it all out. If you have some fat, sweaty guy on the other side who you don't know, who's asking you to play Naked Uno with him next, I don't know how much fun that would be. But with a friend, a good friend, it helps. It helps the game out a lot. And it would probably give it a much higher rating in your book. It did in mine, I know that. And other things to do, they have Mercenaries mode, which has been in it since Resident Evil 3. And pretty much what it is fight on the horde of zombies. You got a time limit and just get as many points as you can. It's like an arcade style game. Well, see, in Resident Evil 4 and 3, you unlock stuff doing it. In this one, you unlock new characters, but to play in Mercenaries mode. There's not many benefits to playing in Mercenaries mode as there were in the other ones. The other ones would unlock infinite ammo. In Resident Evil 4's case, you unlock the hand cannon. In this one, you unlock nothing. It's a pretty annoying thing. And the levels aren't too original. They're just pretty much... It gets pretty boring, though, in Mercenaries mode. But wait. There's more. They're releasing a multiplayer game for Resident Evil 5. And it's coming out via downloadable content. Except, you gotta pay about $10, I think it was, for it. And what they're gonna be adding is a versus mode. Versus Mercenaries mode, pretty much. Which is... see who could kill the most zombies, and then they're gonna have a team deathmatch, or a deathmatch kind of thing, where pretty much you and other survivors fight each other. But see, the only thing is, that's gonna kind of suck, I think. I'm just saying, it probably will, because just think about it. You're gonna have to run, you're gonna see just like 4 people running, and then they have to stop to try to shoot at each other, or the other person just keeps running. But see, they can't do anything, because whenever they try to stop to shoot at them, they have to pause for a second to try to pull up their gun while the other person's already paused trying to shoot at them. See, you can't really make a game like this because you can't run and shoot. You can't fire from the hip. So pretty much it's just going to be people running around trying to whoever gets the stop first on them and then tries to shoot because you can't fire from the hip. I think it's going to be pretty much an epic fail, but who knows? Maybe it could actually turn out pretty good. But all in all, my final thoughts on the game: single player is good if you have a friend to play with. It gets rid of a lot of the flaws in it. Multiplayer wise, I don't know how good it's going to do. And it was supposed to come out a couple days ago, or a day ago, but it got pushed back to, I believe, the 28th of April. Don't quote me on that one, though. But it got pushed back quite a bit. So, all in all, it's a good game. I will admit, it was fun, the first half of it, with a co-op partner. And if you have a good... or not with a good friend, I mean, not the AI. If you have a good friend, I would say you'll really enjoy this game. If you liked Resident Evil 4 a lot, I'd say you really would enjoy this game. If you're alone and lonely and Resident Evil 4 was alright, I don't know how much you'll like this game. But it's a really easy game. Professional mode is really easy. Everything's really easy in it. That's a bad thing. I wish they would have made it a little harder. But it's a guilty pleasure, I guess. It's a game you have fun with that you really shouldn't have fun with, because it just ruins everything else. But it's an alright game. It is. I know I did have a lot of ranting on it, but it's an alright game. So if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. Just base it off of how you liked Resident Evil 4, pretty much. And that's my review on Resident Evil 5. And this is Donut, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Resident Evil 5.
Well, we have reached the end of our episode. I'd just like to point out that I have recorded this outro like 5 times now, and for some reason the stupid computer does not allow me to upload the intro. So what we're going to do here is one final intro where I say just what's going to happen next episode. Next episode, hopefully, will be a full episode, complete with news and pick of the week. Hopefully at the end, me and Private Donut will be talking about some stuff, particularly how he seems to hate how a certain person dies in Resident Evil 5. I personally think it's the most epic death of all time. That's something I really want to talk about, but alas, that's not to be. Next episode is going to be a doozy anyhow, because we're either going to have the Sailor Moon episode or the Halo episode. Or maybe we're going to have a Sailor Moon Halo double climax episode. I don't know. We're going to see. All in all, that's the end of our show. Well, not really our show, because it's, like I said before, it's a teaser. This is your host, RK, signing out, and also giving a signing out, since he's not here, for Private Donut. Either way, take care.